Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Welcome to 2020.
2020.
Start of a new decade. All right. So it's been a very interesting 10 years.
Yes,
right?
Yes, it has.
Very interesting. A lot of things happened.
Presidential changes.
Yeah. We started out in the... you know, pretty good when, under that other administration where we had 8 years of some stability.
That's right.
In the Oval Office. A lot of good things happened. But, you know, it is what it is, right?
Yes, sir.
We can't change the dynamics of what happened. We just got to deal with it. Which also says there's some other things we got to look forward to in 2022, right?
Yes, sir. So it's changing, like you said, 10 years. We're going to a new decade.
Yep, new decade, man. So some of the things that, you know, kind of took us out of 2019, football, basketball, and it's quite interesting, actually.
The bowl games, I know that. They were great.
Yeah.
They were great. Clemson, that was they beat Ohio State. That was some powers. It's a great game.
Yeah, that game could have went either way, I think. Those are two evenly matched teams. And it was like whoever made the mistake, which Ohio State made with the interception, was going to win that football game.
I don't think Clemson quarterback will never make a mistake.
Don't seem like it, man.
He's like a perfect quarterback or something. I don't know what he's drinking or whatever he's taking.
But whatever it is.
Neurological type of science going on.
Well, we're going to get to see what two perfect quarterbacks look like in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah. I'm worried about LSU's defense.
Yeah, they let up. I'm not.
But when you look at it, like I was watching the LSU game and they played against who they played against? Oklahoma. They slaughtered them, right?
Oh yeah.
But I was like, I'm like, that's Moss.
His son.
But it wasn't like I knew he was on the team, but he made a catch and I was like, that's Moss.
He made a good catch.
I was like, Tony, that's
a good catch.
That's Randy Moss. I was like, that's Randy Moss.
Moss S.
Yeah.
Moss S. So. Yeah, man. Well, I think Ohio State showed that, you know, Clemson's defense is probably not as stout as we may have thought. Because, like I said, that game could have went either way.
Yes.
LSU's defense, I don't think Oklahoma was as dynamic on offense as those other teams were. But it was like the offense on LSU, man, was just unstoppable. It was like practice.
Yeah, it was like practice.
It was 45 points at halftime.
It was easy. Now, I seen Anthony Bradford post something about the game ball.
I really believe, I don't know for sure, but I think it was some kind of a
gift to everybody.
To guys that have worked hard, you know, maybe not be starters or real, you know, high on the depth chart, but yet contributed by getting the other players ready.
Oh, yeah, at 300 and something pounds, you're getting everybody ready.
Yeah, and I think this was the coach's way of acknowledging the fact that those kids that did not play were still most valuable to us.
Yeah, I had a coach tell me the players that get the most credit that don't get recognized are the linemen and the backup quarterback.
Oh, no doubt.
I've already heard that. So that coach knew to get a game ball to the people that say it. They might not touch the field a lot. They on the line or whatever. But they are a necessary component of our championship.
Mm-hmm. Longevity. Because I've seen him in practice. Trust me.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
He will be playing.
And he has lost that weight, too.
Oh, man.
He's 40 pounds.
Man. Yeah, man. I seen him. He came to the Rockford game.
Okay.
Was it the Rockford game? Yeah. And I got a chance to talk to him, man. Yeah. Yeah, he lost that baby fat.
Yeah, he came in. I was in my office. He came up and surprised me because his sister's in our program. I was like, oh.
But the room got dark when he walked in.
Yeah,
he was blocked out the light.
He's like, Coach, what's up? I looked up. I said, okay. He said, what's going on?
Good kid, man. I really like him. I wish nothing but the best for him. He is just an awesome young man.
Yes, he is, man. That's what you want kids to be able to expand their horizon like he's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you happy and makes you proud. And I seen some of his family going live when they went to that game in Atlanta, and I could just see the happiness that they had as a family.
Okay.
Like they out there with him. It wasn't like a connected, like they tried to own his success. It was like they were like, we proud of him and we're celebrating with
celebrating him. His success.
That's
right.
That's what I felt.
He may not play the down,
yep.
But he's still a part of that football team.
And that's right. And that's what I saw in them. They were just so happy. I was like, wow, this is what it's all about. So
That's awesome, man. Yeah. You know, so our hat is off to him. Ohio State, you know, we had the early signing. Nobody signed.
Yeah.
You know, so the coach that was, you know, responsible for recruiting, Cameron, was the coach that got named the head coach at Boston College. So a lot of times, you know, when that happens, players, you know, may take a step back for a moment, reassess the situation, or possibly decommit. But at this point, I don't think that's a part of the process. But I do think there's some reevaluation going on just because of the connection that he had with that coach. So I think that's why he didn't take the early signing. He just wanted to make sure that, you know, they still want it. So remains to be seen. And, you know, Michigan State, I think people didn't expect him to win that bowl game.
I know. We pulled it out. We pulled it out at the end. The brother got the touchdown in the beginning.
Yeah.
He got the interception. He bounced off the guy back. And then at the end, we struck into the end zone. So they fought through for that last one. And I'm proud of my guys. I got
proud of them Spartans.
That's right. We won. Guess what? They can say, oh, you lost to Michigan. Michigan hasn't won a bowl game since 2016.
Oh, my gosh.
Won a Big Ten championship. They haven't won anything.
The trophy case is empty.
So you can say whatever you want about our Spartans. Our kids getting a little stipend and some little pinstripes and stuff when they go home.
Right. You know, and then, you know, there's still people that's asking for a change of leadership. And whether that happens or not, don't know.
We don't know. Either way, on either program.
Right. Yeah. Both of them are, in my opinion, second tier.
Yep.
They're not first tier Big Ten teams.
We're almost like the MAC schools now.
Right. We just step above the MACs. Yep. That's all, man. Nope. Because I tell you, you know, the Michigan game with Alabama, they played a very good first. Actually, they all played Alabama in the first half.
Yeah, they did. Nick Saban was mad.
Yeah, he was hot. Okay, but, you know, good coaching always displays itself.
Third quarter, fourth quarter,
when you go in and you make the adjustments.
And that's what he did.
That's what good coaching staff do, you know. And that made the difference in the ball game, man.
Yes, it did.
As they say, the rest is history. So, yeah, so that, you know, pretty much we got the college championship, LSU, Clemson.
Yep.
You know, I got to go with LSU. Clemson will probably show up and play, but if LSU play like they did this past weekend,
yes,
the Lions couldn't beat them.
Then look, guess what? You know, I used to work in River Rouge, right?
Oh yeah.
And one of my buddies called me and said, "You know, we got a boy on Clemson from River Rouge."
Oh, they do. They do. I seen that.
He said, "Look, we got a boy from Clemson. Y'all got a boy from Muskegon
on LSU.
It's another game that we got to go root against y'all." I said, okay. "Man,
well, root on." Well, I don't see he got nothing coming here, Doc.
Yeah, I said we winning this one, bro. So the only time to do that. But he called me on that. Like, yeah, you know, we got a kid that's in Clemson. I said, "What
okay,
that
well,
mean?
Good. We're glad for him. Okay, because he's getting ready to get a beat down, man.
Yeah,
with these Tigers."
Yeah, we about to get this.
Yeah.
Don't even bring that up. But that was just funny that somebody would call me that went to college with me and be like, and remind me.
Yeah, that this rivalry, supposedly, that I don't think we've ever played them in anything that I can remember. No. Right?
We played them in basketball before.
We played Rouge? Really?
Yep, when Keith got probably like in 2013.
Okay.
They beat them.
Okay.
Yeah, Muskegon. They came to Muskegon, or I think Muskegon went to. No, they came to Muskegon.
Yep. Wow, okay. Yep. Never knew. Yep. That one got by me, Coach.
Yeah. I know when they came to Muskegon.
Okay, then.
Years ago, though. It was
All right. Well, now it's a rivalry. You know they play Mona Shores next year, River Rouge. Shores got Martin Luther King and River Rouge as their two opening games.
Wow, they trying to build.
Sound like Muskegon, don't it?
Yeah, they trying to. Oh, my goodness. Hey, when you the best.
Okay, you want to play the best. That's it.
The blueprint for everybody else.
That's it, man. So, hey, we're going to see what happens.
And they got y'all in the regular season, too?
And we got them in the regular season, yep.
You got to win six to get in, don't you?
No. You know, next year changes.
Oh.
The six automatic wins, you're out. Now you play teams that are, you know, that's got good schedules. You get points now. You get a higher number of points for playing teams that have winning records. So if you play the Rouges and the Kings and you lose – you still get points when they win for playing that level of competition.
Oh, so there won't be no crazy blowouts when it comes to the playoffs.
Well, it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't
be. But when you patty cake your schedule to get six wins so you can make it to the playoffs, those days are over.
And those days are like, so you Muskegon can't get a football game, not going to happen no more.
Right.
Because everybody's
right.
like, nobody won't play Muskegon. And then it puts us in a conundrum where we have a great beginning of our season. And then it's like, well, we got to play these
conference teams.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Right. So we still got an open date. We got East Kentwood.
Okay.
We're going to play East Kentwood. But yet we still got an open date before we start our regular season schedule. So if you know of anybody out there looking for a football game, have them call Keith Guy.
Yeah, he can play anybody.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere, anybody. So, yep. So that's about it for our high school and our college. Yeah. Pros getting ready to start their run. And I'm hanging with the Ravens.
Me too. I'm hanging with the Ravens.
Casey.
I'm hanging with the Ravens. So I'm hanging with the black quarterback, America.
Yep, both of them. I think KC, that's my Super Bowl.
KC
and the Ravens.
That's exciting.
Kansas City and the Ravens.
That's fun.
All right.
Get the ball out. Run. Let's go.
Yeah, buddy.
Good, tough wide receivers.
Yep.
Coach is just like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to spread the ball out and we're going to go at you.
That's it, man.
Yep.
Yeah, there was no 3 yards in a cloud of dust with these teams, baby.
Yep, you're right.
You better strap on your hack or we getting ready to see some hitting. Yes, sir.
That's we got we got Muskegon basketball. They had the classic last weekend, which was a great game. A great game between Muskegon and East Kentwood. Got down to the final play. And some of people was like, oh, it wasn't a good game. The referees called too many calls. And I was like, well, it comes down to coaching in the end. And one thing I've noticed, Tony, is being a coach. My early years of doing it, I always thought like, oh, I got the better team, or like, I got this philosophy. What I've learned doing it is the referees have a big say-so in the game.
True.
As a coach, you have to teach your kids how to play under certain kind of refereeing. Mm-hmm. I remember going on scouting trips, and I was just scouting referees. And
yeah.
I'm going to strange gyms I've never been before just to see how, because, you know, referees, they come in packs of three.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a package deal.
So it's a guy on the baseline, guy at the half court, guy at the sideline. And I watch their tendency. So when I saw that EK game, I was like, Coach Guy, he did a pretty good job of watching the tendencies of the referees and helped his team adjust towards the climate and the environment. So I give kudos to him in that game. It was a great game to watch, and both coaches did a good job. And you want games like that early in the season, playoff
type atmosphere.
That's for like a regional final game.
Yes, it was, man.
Yep, so that's good for both of those teams. So
yeah, and he made some moves that he normally doesn't make. As far as I watched him go into his zone.
Yeah, I did too.
You know, that's rare.
Yep, and watching EK, their two losses came from teams that put him in his zone the whole game.
Yep, yeah, man to man. I mean, they
too
were
fast.
Too fast. So you put them in that zone, and they played well.
Kids played well
in that zone.
It worked. It bought time. So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I seen that zone. I was like, wow, Coach God never did that. I guess with age, you stop being stubborn.
Right.
I gotta win this game. I can't prove a point. I gotta win this game. Mm-hmm. So that's when the program gonna get better and better. When you just start realizing that. So this Saturday we got and this will be airing this Saturday. So if you're out when you hear this show will be running at 3:00. But it says the Saturday, January 4th, 2020, Redmond Potter Gymnasium, see some of the Midwest top boys basketball players compete in Michigan. At 4 p.m., you got Henry Ford and you got Oak Park. I saw Oak Park. They got that wide receiver. He's tough. He's like a LeBron James type of size.
Okay.
One-handed, but they have a great guard play, Oak Park does. Henry Ford, downtown area, Detroit, Northwest area. They got some tough kids. So don't think like, oh, it's a 4 o'clock game. It's going to be whack. No, it's not.
Oh, no.
So we talking about Division I kids, Division I football players, wide receivers that's playing basketball, that's really doing it. That's going to be a great first game. Second, the Ypsilanti Bears, they coming down. I'm telling you, they're a tough team. And we got Detroit King, one of those parochial schools in Detroit, where all-boys school. You know they probably want to play Muskegon in basketball, but they would get their butt kicked. But they coming down to the Potter Gym to play against Henry Ford. So, again, the East meeting West, they playing Ypsilanti. And then the finale with Coach Guys, Muskegon Big Reds playing Curry, Illinois. And currently, Curry is ranked number one in the metropolitan area of Chicago.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir. 11-0. I mean, these guys have played 11 games already, man.
So
we got two.
So Muskegon walk away 3-0 after this. Everybody got to give them their respect.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You got to give them their respect. They win this game, you got to say, hands down, they're one of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, because they're sending – Chicago is sending their best to Muskegon, right?
And for me, I'm not a coach, so I find myself in Grand Rapids catching games. And one team I seen, I was like, that will probably cause us a problem in our area was Hudsonville.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why would you say Hudsonville? Because, for one, referees going to help them.
Okay.
And, two, they got a pretty good talented team with some size and some good guards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this game right here with Curry going to let me know where Muskegon stands in this region.
Hit it into that.
Yeah.
Season get
into
play.
That regional play. I see Hudsonville being not a detour, not a barrier for us, but based on this game right here, I'm going to know what the Big Red's going to look like after this.
Yeah, because you got to remember, basketball, everybody makes the tournament.
That's right.
And, you know, Hudsonville will be on the other side of that bracket. You can bet your bottom dollar. Yep, so at some point in time, Muskegon will play. So that's great foresight, Coach.
Yeah, that's what I see. I've been watching a lot of games. I done saw, like I said, Muskegon only played two. But like sometimes I get off work, I'm like, well, I got to go over here anyway. I might as well check my calendar. Oh, this team playing. Sometimes I'm in the gym, I might be the only person look like me. But
that's all right.
Just to see what the team's got. I'm curious, you know, like Muskegon's ranked in the OK, number one, and they definitely deserve it. They got two seniors that are All-State and probably a Mr. Basketball in Jarvis. So,
yeah.
And the other players, you got formidable big man Porter, you got Lamar Lee, you got Billy Roberts. You got people that have played 2 and 3 years varsity that's consistent and ready to put out what Muskegon basketball is. So I just can't wait to see what the season unfolds and how things look. And, you know, it's all about playing into March. That's all
it is. Yeah. Like I say, no championships are ever won in January in high school basketball. So,
but I'm telling you, you got to appreciate this schedule.
Yes.
I used to live in Detroit. These are the kind of games that I used to love going to see.
If you like basketball, for $10, it's the best deal in town, man.
You're going
to see $10 all day, three games.
These guys are going to be on TV one day. These guys that we're talking about on these names right here. Some good kids going to be coming.
Yep.
So that's enough of sharing with the community. But, you know, we haven't been with the community in a minute. Everybody been on vacation. Everybody. I mean, the city be, like, quiet, Tony.
I know it, man.
I can't get a barber to get out. Can't get nobody. I tried to go to a restaurant yesterday to meet one of my buddies. I couldn't even meet him. Everybody was closing at 2. We closed at 2. I'm like, man, everybody go back to work.
Nope. Next week.
Go back to work. I'm
not ready. Until next week.
I need some things to happen in my life. Yeah, but so what I got today is I was like, well, it's New Year's. It's 2020. And it says your 2020 financial calendar. And just by seeing that, it's like 2020 vision, how you can see. I might not even get into a spiritual message until we're done. But what I have is how each month is how you can do something towards your next 2021.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in the month of January, it says map out a spending and savings plan. Why not do it in January, the new year?
That's normally when people should do it.
Because a lot of times people don't have it, so they're like, I just go through the year randomly. So it says, budgeting may seem like a bore, especially as the winter doldrums set in. Rather than think of it as a financial kill, view it as a way to ensure that you have enough money for what you truly value and enjoy. Say a secure retirement and a vacation or two every year. A popular budgeting guideline suggests keeping essential expenses such as for your mortgage, your rent, utilities, insurance, groceries, and about 50% of your spending, debt repayment, and savings to take up 20%. And wants, such as dining out and cable TV, make up the final 30%.
Okay, that's a good matrix for setting up a budget, because I think, and let's see a show of hands, who overspent at Christmas, right? If you didn't have a budget and you just went shopping, you went overspent. Well, I know I don't have to.
No. You know, it's only me and my wife, so I told my wife, I say, what you want on the 26th? Let's go get it.
Right. That's it, man. Yep, that's how you do
what
it.
What you want the day after? Because I ain't running up after all them people.
Well, I got a whole bunch of stories this week, phone calls about delaying payments because I overspent, okay? And I pay half now and half next. But I say, insurance don't work like that. Insurance say you got paid up in full.
Man.
Be covered for the next month.
So you telling me somebody say, I'm going to put my whole year in a day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. My mailbox filled up with the calls about trying to hold off these payments, man. Well,
Audience, I'm not laughing because I've been there before, Tony. And it's like, man, here's the saying. At least they had a great Christmas. Guess what?
Right.
You're going to have to go to the hospital stepping on some of them toys. Some of the toys going to break your Achilles.
Okay.
Skateboard or something, you're going to fall up on it. Yeah. You got to stay away from that. Don't let them trick you.
Yeah. And, you know, an exercise I used to use, man, which changed my thought is, I always had to think back to the prior year and say, okay, what did you buy for your kids prior year? And I couldn't ever remember. So I thought, okay, well, so how worthwhile was it? All right, if you get them one or two things, that's good. And that's what drove me to setting up investment accounts.
There you go, sir. Yes, sir. I learned that from you, Tony.
And I just said, you know, that makes sense. It makes sense to spend the kind of money on these material type things where a year from now you won't even be able to recall what you purchased. But yet, if you do the money right, in the year from now, you can look, you still got your statement, and say, okay, yeah, this is where we were at last year, this is where we're at today. We had a pretty good year.
Yeah, I was like, since I've been working with you, I'm like, I done paid off 2 vehicles.
Okay.
My wife learned, does her own hair, and I'm like, man, you did that? I'm like, that looks like somebody, a lot of money to do that.
Right.
So it's like, I've learned a lot from you just by saying, hey, man, you need to put that in an account, man.
Yep.
But you gonna buy something new for? If you ain't got it all right now, don't be trying to finance no future for something that's going to get old.
No.
That's going backwards. So I'll give kudos to you for just, like, having these conversations. A lot of people see me out in the community and say, oh, Chance, that's nice. I say, man, I'm learning.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm doing a show because I'm learning something every week about how to expand my life. And so then when it gets to the point where I get an audience in front of me or I got some people I'm trying to help with their finances or their credit, I share an experience on my own life like that. I'll be talking to somebody on the phone. And I'll be laughing. They like, why are you laughing at me? I said, I'm not laughing at you. I'm thinking about when I was in your shoes.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely,
I
man.
I said, guess what? If I'm laughing, there's hope for you to get it right.
Yeah.
So let's get it right.
Right.
I'll let you know.
Laughing at yourself.
Yeah, I'm laughing at myself. I was talking to a guy. They said, yeah, I got some credit card debt, and I was like, yeah. I said, how much is it? I'm thinking, you know, I've seen some ridiculous numbers. He like, yeah, number $1,000. I was like, I started laughing. He was like, what are you talking about? So I showed him an old client I had that was $100,000. And he was like, I said, he a millionaire though.
Yeah.
So I said, your middle school problem is a problem. You make it a bigger problem than what you think it is. Let's put a plan together, like I said, in January. Let's work this plan out.
Right.
Let's get you out of this storm. So that's just all it is. So I'm not laughing at the person physically or just looking at them in an emotional way. I'm like, oh, don't worry about your storm. It's not as big as you think it is. So that's January.
Good.
So February says, this one says, oh, you know, that's, you know, yeah, why they always get us with these holidays? You got Martin Luther King. I don't know nobody gonna try that Martin Luther King party. I hope, ain't nobody having a Martin Luther King cabaret party.
I hope not.
So Valentine's Day coming up. So you say flowers, chocolates, and financial talks. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day is the month. Unromantic as it may sound, sitting down with your sweetheart to talk about finances is the key to a more fulfilling and maybe longer lasting relationship. Okay?
Okay.
If your relationship is getting serious and you've been avoiding the money talk, have an honest conversation about what financial accounts you have, any debt you're carrying, what your credit score is, and your attitude towards spending and saving. Consider whether you'll merge your bank and investment accounts, keep them separate, or construct a combination of independent or joint accounts. That's, look, audience, that if you love somebody, talk about money. I just left the house.
Okay.
And we was talking about money.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, what you got in this account? What's this debt over here? Like, you know, we finna pay this off. She talking to me like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. That's romantic to me.
That would turn me on.
Yeah, that turned me on. Talking about, yeah, let's pay this off. Oh, you know, I got this sitting over here. I'm like, you do, baby? Yeah, okay. give me a hug.
Right.
Valentine's Day.
Yep, it's time to have that talk.
Man, that's what I love talking like that. So talking about money, the language of romance.
Yes, sir.
Talking about saving them dollars.
Romance and finance.
That's it. So March, look, what's March says? Pin your investing constitution. If the bull market continues its record-breaking run, its 11-year anniversary will be March 9th. But inevitable, the bear will come out of hibernation at some point. And as you know, it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen the real estate properties dropping. Like
the numbers are starting to go in the other direction.
Yep, interest rates starting to go up again.
Okay.
Things are starting to balance out. So It's getting ready to happen. So this one right here that a lot of people forget, clean out your FSA account. That's that flexible spending account. Because if you don't, by March 15th, it expires and it magically disappears.
You can't use the money. It can't be used for medical expenses.
Yeah, so you got to figure out something. I always say, look, for me, I keep me a massage therapist, health foods, or things to take care of my body that you think that you can't claim through the FSA account. Self-care stuff, you can.
Yep.
So you better just get on top of that and make sure you spend that money. You got to make a doctor's appointment. You can go do something that's more convenient.
Yeah, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yep. You better figure out how to spend it. then it says kick off IRA withdrawals. If you turn 70 and a half in 2019 and didn't take a required minimum distribution from IRA, put in an order with your financial institutions. If you don't take your RMDs by April 1st, you may owe 50% penalty on a required distribution amount. So if you don't take the money, you got to pay.
You're going to get penalized. The government will take it from you, for you. So
you can take it and save it, right? You can take it.
You can take it and save it, but you have to take it out of that IRA vehicle. You can take it and give it to charity. You can take it, put it in your bank account. You have to take the mandatory distribution at 70 and a half.
So that's in March. So then it says next, this one I like right here. This saved my life. Review your insurance coverage.
Okay.
Man, that saved my life. I'm telling you, audience, if you don't, you need some auto insurance with some work loss on it. You need some disability insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, when you get hurt, the check is not there.
Yeah.
And when you living without the check not being there and you got 6 months of income and you waiting on everything to match up, I've been there, audience, and you got to have those two vehicles.
Yeah, and, you know, this year we're going to have the no-fault reform coming in mid-year, around July.
That's right.
So there's going to be some changes in that dynamic, and we'll cover that later in the year. But it's going to be important when it comes to how do you plan your insurance coverages.
That's it. I'm trying to keep the same thing.
Smart move.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to keep the same. Whatever I got, it's going to be an extra $100. Well, then make it an extra $100. Then whatever you got to do, I still want it. I'm not excited about, it's cheaper now. No.
Cheaper's not always better.
I want to get the same price again, add whatever I need, and I'll pay the same money.
Because I want the same treatment that I got when I had my last accident if I have another one.
That's what I want.
I don't want nothing different.
Oh, you save $500 every 6 months. No, I don't want that. Put it back. Put whatever back. Give me more.
Yeah, it could have cost you $5,000 if you didn't have the right coverage.
Man, come on. So I believe in that. Reviewing my insurance coverage and knowing that I have the right things as far as flood insurance, either renter or real estate insurance, mortgage insurance, whatever that I need on our cars, on my health, that is necessary, audience. And that's in the month of April. So we get to the the fifth month. It will be the last one we'll do today, and we'll cover the rest of them through the next week. Spring cleaning for your financial records. I got a friend. She's an accountant. Somebody came into her office with a Shep Save A Lot grocery bag with all their receipts in it.
Right.
I say, in 2019, where you can scan PDF, you can take pictures of all your receipts, right?
Oh, yeah.
And put them in a Google folder. Save A Lot bag, man.
Some people just don't get it.
I told her I would have been like, I wouldn't have did that. I was like, she was like, oh, so you treat your accountant good, don't you? I was like, of course. I said, I do all the paperwork for him, and I pay him, and I submit a PDF to him, and I have an envelope with all my receipts in it, and I say what they are and what businesses they for. Mm-hmm. I said, I do that for him because I done had it for 20 years, and I don't want to make him mad.
Right. Yep, I don't want him to do any more work than he has to do already.
I just want him to push numbers and say, this is what you look like on paper. This is what you got to pay.
Yep.
That's what I want from him. And then he do that every day with me. And he always tell me, he say, man, I appreciate you. And now when I seen that trash bag, that Save A Lot trash bag with all the receipts in it, man, I don't. That make you want to swing on somebody.
Right. Oh, no. Don't bring me that.
You were an accountant and somebody come in with a trash bag. Like, Tony, here you go. Here go all my receipts for 2018, Tony.
Well, that's going to cost you. I can tell you that's going to cost you because I got to pay somebody to go through them, sort that out, and categorize all the expenses. Yeah. That's going to cost you.
Here you go, Tony. Here you go. Save okay. a lot of trash bag.
When I start hitting you with that bill, next year you're going to think differently. Listen, man, that cost me $200.
So then, now that goes back to January when they said budgeting, we about to get ready to end. So imagine if you budget. And you say, all right, my bills look like this every month. So for me, I got an envelope, even though I do things on computer and I pay things auto pay. I got the envelope where I write the scripture on the steel, and I write out all my bills and what I pay them. I got all the envelopes with all the bills in them. So all I got to do now is go back through all my bills. What did I pay on this? What did I pay on that? What did I pay on this? Add them all up, make a spreadsheet, send it to my accountant. He said, where all that stuff at? Here with all the envelopes. So I got all envelopes here. On the front, that's what I paid.
Right.
So that's what I did. And it took me 30 minutes to pay all my bills every month. So that 30 minutes of time, what's that? It's a sitcom back in the day. You can watch Power.
Yeah. 30 minutes, right.
You can watch Power. You can watch Ghost get killed again in 30 minutes. Or you can watch your finances.
Ghost got killed.
No, I'm going to say he didn't. Is he ever going?
I don't know. I missed that one, man.
Yeah, he the main character. He can't go. I got scripture for us today, man. It's good being back and being into a new year. I just want everybody to be prosperous, Tony. And here's a scripture for us. It says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God. Then, because you belong to Jesus Christ, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. Ooh, I love that.
Okay.
And this peace will control the way you think and you feel. Ooh, how you act, think, and feel is all a cycle. You're going to think negative about your financial situation, or you're going to think positive? Because that's how you bring prosperity in.
That's it.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.